Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
I have some questions about the Philippines. What do Japanese people tend to imagine when they think of the Philippines? Are there any questions that Japanese people ask you about the Philippines, for example?
For example, how do we think about a Japanese culture? Mm-hmm. How interested? At our point of view, how do we accept the culture and...
I see. So they're interested in what you think of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do people in the Philippines usually
imagine about Japan? Mm-hmm. About Japan. Filipino people, they only know about the Japanese, the typical Japanese. For example, you know, the typical character of a Japanese, like they work hard, for example. They walk very fast.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You know, they love their work better than me.
Family?
Yeah. they are more devoted to their work than to their family. That mm-hmm. is the first impression.
And when you came to Japan, did you find that to be true?
Yeah. I'm sorry to say it because I am married to a Japanese.
Oh, your husband is Japanese,
yeah, my husband
I see.
Is a Japanese.
Do you think you will stay then in Japan?
Yeah, as of now, I am quite enjoying my stay here in Japan.
Are there many different minorities in the Philippines, or is there just basically one kind of people, or many kinds of people?
Yeah, many kinds of people.
Mm-hmm. Let's say, I know Tagalog is the main language. Are there other languages that are spoken?
The other languages. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of accents in Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Like here in Japan, there's a lot of Hokkien accents, like Bisaya, Bicolano, Ilocano.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are they different accents of Tagalog, or are they actually different languages?
Yeah, they are actually... There is another language which is very hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Let's see, when you came to Japan, was there anything that surprised you, or anything that was very different from what you had expected?
Of course, Japan is a very interesting country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very convenient country. You can buy your needs in a very near department store, just like that. But if you have acquaintance or friends, you can go to the karaoke in a very near, just walking distance. But a little bit, how do you say that, liberated mind country. That's what I thought Japan is. Sometimes they don't accept things in a broad way.
Mm-hmm. I see. Is there some way that you find Japan and the Philippines to be similar?
Yeah, the economy is very different. You know, everybody knows that. The way of thinking, sometimes superstitious. There are many things of superstitious which is
similar.
Similar.
For example, can you think of an example?
When you dream about a big snake that will money in the future. Yeah.
That's true both in the Philippines and Japan. Very interesting. Is there something that you miss about the Philippines since you're living in Japan? What do you miss?
The way of living in the Philippines is very simple. It's like you will not get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just go outside and meet friend of yours and hi. Oh. But here you have to call your friends very far.
Okay. What kind of food is popular in the Philippines?
Very native food. This is some kind of assorted vegetables, and then you put some coconut milk, some kind of that. We call that malagkit.
Yeah. I've heard of malagkit.
Yeah, it's quite delicious. It's probably food in the Philippines is mixed. Spanish and Philippine.
Is there quite a Spanish influence in Philippines?
Oh, not so influenced, but it's just because the people a long time ago have teached about Spanish cook, Spanish language. That's why it's already mixed.
Mm-hmm. Before the Philippines was, when did the Philippines become independent from Spain?
I think that 100 years ago.
And there was a time when it was occupied by Japan, as well, right?
Then,
yeah. Yes. And do people still remember that time?
Yeah, probably that is one of the problems now in Manila, because there is a lot of old women who is rallying.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
And, so like Korea?
Yeah, demanding for their...
compensation.
Damages. Yeah,
compensation. I see.
Yeah. Mm. But the Japanese government ignored that, always rejected. They call comfort woman.
Right, yeah. Since you're married here, I guess you may not go back to the Philippines soon. When you go back to visit, are there things that you miss about Japan?
Probably, for example, the sashimi.
Oh, you like sashimi?
Yeah, I like the onsen.
I can understand that. I like those too.